What up, y'all? It's Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
And we back at it again, Random Unnamed Podcast. Been a minute, but we took a little break.
So first and foremost,
we've been kind of fucking up on.
Well, okay, that's first and foremost. Let's start off by saying that we did have an episode planned for last week. We made plans to kind of get together to record and everything like that. I think you were over here to record, but we chose not to for some reason on Tuesday. Monday, we chose not to record. Tuesday, we were going to record, but your aunt was out of town, so you couldn't come over to record. And
yeah.
We've done episodes over the phone from different areas before, but, I mean, it's so much better when we have the ability to record in person and whatnot. So we chose, you know what, we'll just do it a little bit late. We'll just do it Wednesday. And then last Wednesday was the unfortunate event of DC, of the... I don't even know what to really call it anymore because there's so many things that have happened and what people have called it and everything like that. But the unfortunate tragedy of what happened in DC last Wednesday, we chose not to record and not to put out an episode last week. So this is our first episode of 2021. I mean, we're 12 days in and it's been one hell of a year already.
That's right.
I mean, so there are some political things we're going to talk about. Obviously, the events of last week, the Electoral College, impeachment. I mean, we're going to get to that later in the show, but we're not going to do too much about it because, again, it comes down to what's going on with Twitter and everything like that right now. Yeah. And that's a whole conversation we'll get into later in the episode. Other than that, I mean, what you want to talk about?
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks.
Let's go Cleveland. I mean, we were both rooting for Washington.
They made a name for themselves.
Oh, extremely. All right, hold on. My headphones keep fucking going in and out. So my shit keeps. Like going in and out, so I'm only hearing out of one ear, and then I'm hearing out of both.
Yell at the kids.
So, but yeah, I mean, we were both going for Washington. They made a name for themselves. I mean, they were really, they were close, this close from beating Patriots. I was gonna say the Patriots because that's Brady, but fucking no, Tampa Bay.
The Tampa Patriots,
right? You know, But it was close. It was a really good game overall.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, Heineke, our boy, little fucking Heineke, the quarterback in Washington, he's going to be a fucking quarterback for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him becoming a starter and somewhere else. If they decide to get rid of him, I can see him becoming a starter because he got knocked the fuck around.
Oh yeah!
Like we turned the game on and late in the fourth quarter, he just gotten sacked like a motherfucker, hit stick like a mofo.
he made a name for himself and his team.
Oh yeah,
but even then, Bucks in general have made history once again just by because this is the first time they've been in the postseason since their last Super Bowl trip. Mm-hmm.
The first time that they've won a playoff game and the first time being in the playoffs since the Super Bowl of 2002. So, I mean, that's been 18 years. It's mm-hmm. a long time to go yeah. without a fucking playoff run.
Right.
You know, so those fans that are, those Tampa Bay fans that have stuck around since 2002, you know, 18-year fucking playoff drought, that's dedication.
Let's see if Cleveland can finally get a ring outside of basketball.
Right? Yeah, I mean, again, we were both rooting for Washington to start with, but since they got eliminated, we got to go to the next best underdog team of Cleveland.
They play against the Chiefs now.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough, but then again, the Raiders beat the Chiefs.
Yeah. So. But then again, I mean, the Raiders were actually pretty good this year. You know, if it was for, I think if they were at a normal playoff, wild card and shit like that, what the playoff brackets were, I think they would have made it. I'm not 100% sure. But I think they were right there on the edge.
Yeah, they're right there on the edge.
So I think the Raiders are getting better now. And I think maybe a year or two from now, they'll have all the pieces, and I think they'll make a nice little run. But, I mean, they were definitely getting better this year. And, yeah, they did beat Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City is beatable. I think people were so
fixated on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and it was hard to figure him out. People have now figured him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have figured out. I mean, hey, there's still games.
It doesn't take forever to figure someone out.
No, I mean, look at Lamar Jackson, for example, in Baltimore. I mean, yeah. He had over 1,000 yards rushing last year, and I think he just had about 900 yards this year. I mean, people were, you know, he's still a great quarterback, don't get me wrong, but people are going to figure out, okay, he's going to run, you know, 40% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Mahomes. He's a mobile quarterback. He's going to have that ability to get out of the pocket and make plays happen. And there's going to be games like they were earlier this year where him and Tyreek Hill just connect and they go off. I mean,
I think next week, this coming up weekend of football, I think Kareem Hunt's going to be looking to get a little bit payback on the ground game.
Exactly. Exactly. And Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb up in Cleveland, that is a hardcore group of running backs right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, so they had over 200 yards combined in the Pittsburgh game on Sunday. So, yeah. I mean, they're going
to... I think they still might have Carlos Hyde, I believe.
I'm not sure where Hyde is.
Because the last time I checked, Hyde went to Cleveland.
I know they had, and whether they kept him or not, I don't know. They had Dante Foreman from Houston, and because we traded him. But let's see. Oh, he's in Seattle.
Oh shit!
He got sent home.
Oh yeah.
And he was inactive this weekend too. Wait, oh no, he wasn't. No. He actually played this weekend.
Wait. If it's not Carlos Hyde, I'm thinking, is it Matt Breida?
Let's see this. Let's go Cleveland Browns. Should have probably just clicked the roster button. There we go. Depth chart. Running back. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and Darnus Johnson.
I could have swore they had Carlos Hyde or fucking Matt Breida, one of the two. I think.
But they got, I mean, all right, they got a hell of a fucking tight end line, though. They got Austin Hooper, David Njoku, and Harrison Bryant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got a hell of a fucking, but they got Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum.
Long Nord Case Keenum.
Right.
Shouts out to Chiseled Adonis. Y'all check him out.
So. But yeah, I mean now that
what?
CJ McCollum fucking making moves.
I was looking at that female ref, to be honest. Wait, go back.
Me driving Duquesne Barnes on the side of the road, the fucking You know what? That's true.
Yeah,
that is true. You know how many times I pay attention to everything else but driving?
That used to be going up Lane Street going towards IRS. Past IRS going towards Sunnyside.
Oh, right. Because
that left side before Winco was there and everything like that, there was that open field. There was a barn. There was a broken down barn right there.
Yep, I remember that shit.
Dirt hill and shit and everything. Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, I remember that. Scott used to work at that IRS building when I was growing up, so I remember that building.
We got new followers.
What?
they follow us right there underneath the promoter.
Oh, yeah. Suman
Ali and Live at 55.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It's just another podcast.
Thank y'all for following us. We will give that follow. Ah, shit.
What?
Little fucking sting or a little fucking pink. Like, you know how when you turn on the road.
Oh, yeah. Those little things where, you know, the little static things in our ears.
Our equipment is getting old.
You know, it's like $100 to replace these mics with the ones I want. So, and that's just for the mic. That's not even for the fucking
We gotta play that.
What?
DC Universe Online.
Okay.
That shit is it's free.
Oh.
And it's literally just you create your superhero. And whatnot, and then you create a hero or a villain, either or. I'm down to play that again, but fuck, the rest of it is like fucking expensive as fuck though.
That's cool. Let's see what else. Sports related news. Alabama beat Ohio State for the national title.
Yeah, we seen that shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't beat, it was an ass whooping.
Mm-hmm. McGregor Poirier is in 2 weeks.
Yep. So there's a drive in for that in Madeira.
Yeah, the Madeira drive in showing it. It's
I'm down to go.
It's $59 a car if you buy it early, by the end of this week, and then if you buy it after this week, it's $69 a car. And then you can have up to 6 people in your car for it. So if you're in our local area and want to support a local drive-in, go to Encore Drive-In or Drive Nights or whatever it is. Encore Drive-In and find your local drive-in on there. Support them, for one, because of this time. And they're really the only movie theaters that are open right now. And a lot of them that have been doing the Encore things, that from the Garth concert to the Metallica concert to the Blake Shelton concert, I mean, they're all open right now and whatnot. There's small businesses. Awesome. Most places are technologically upgraded. So, you know, go support a small business in your local drive-in. And who doesn't love going to the drive-in, for one? You know what I mean? So,
bring in your own shit.
Oh, I know. Bring your own food in. Of course you want to buy shit while you're there because you want to support them and everything like that. Because, I mean, even for us paying $69 to be able to get into the thing, they're really not making that much money off of that. They're making more money off of their food sales. And that's another reason why y'all, everybody bitches and complains about how much food and popcorn is at movie theaters and everything like that.
Yeah, but you don't know that. We discussed this before on the show.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's, like, the reason why their popcorn costs so much because the movie tickets that they sell, it really doesn't go towards them. It goes to whoever the studio is that they're buying the, or whatever firm they're getting their shit from.
You know, so, Star Wars movies. We all love watching Star Wars movies and everything like that. But, for example, Force Awakens, one of the biggest releases of all time, you know, movie theaters really didn't see a profit for showing the movie. The profit that they make is selling the product of drinks and popcorns and candy and food and everything like that. That's where they make their money, you know. So we all bitch and complain about how much it is, but you got to really think about the reason behind it.
Exactly.
So, you know, not everybody can make millions and millions of dollars based upon movie sales like Disney. You know,
right?
So, you know, and I love doing it because, and our local drive-in up in Madera, they have some pretty bomb ass pizza too. You know, so when the wife and I go, we always bring in some snacks or some sodas or whatnot, but we always try to at least get one or two things from there, at least a large pizza and a soda or a popcorn or something like that. So, because it's always nice to be able to support your local drive-in, because there's not many of them left either. I mean, So that's always nice.
Do a watch along.
Oh, I know, right? Right? That would be cool. Yeah, because you were telling me about that too. There's a new app that you discovered.
Yeah, called Hot Mic.
Hot Mic, yeah. It's a new app where you can watch stuff and people can get on and watch it with you and have live reactions and stuff like that. I'm thinking January 31st is the Royal Rumble. I'm thinking, depending on work schedules, actually, you're off now. And I don't work on weekends. So I think we might sit here and watch it on the TV in front of us and do a watch along like we tried to do. I think, wasn't it last year that we tried to do it?
Yeah, it was on the Rumble, I think. Or it was either Rumble or...
No, it was the Rumble last year because Becky won last year, right?
Yeah. Didn't
Becky win the...
Becky and Drew, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, we did. We did try it. But our Instagram got shut off because of the background noise of watching the... Yeah. I remember that now. So, yeah, we might try that again this year and see what we can do with that. Because that would be fun. That would be fun. Let's see. What else is there? I know we are trying to avoid talking about the political shit because of everything that's going on right now. But we are trying to avoid that, but we will talk about it a little bit later. But we're trying to figure out what else to talk about. Even though we've been gone for two weeks.
How about we talk about...
You know what? Go ahead. I know the perfect fucking thing we can talk about. So, but go ahead. Let's go with your topic first.
Let's talk about complaining about fucking card games.
Okay, not the topic I was going with, but that's perfectly fine. We can go with that. We'll cover my comment. We'll go with my topic after we're done with that.
All right, so if you're familiar with the letters of MTG, you are familiar with Magic the Gathering.
And you know from past episodes that you've listened to us that we play pretty much a lot of card games from DBS Dragon Ball Super to MTG of Magic the Gathering or Final Fantasy. And I mean, a little bit of Pokemon, but not a super lot. We're not into this.
I'm so fucking tired. Oh shit. I think it's because I went to sleep late and I had to get up for that fucking
doctor's appointment.
Yeah. So I carried a whole bunch of shit for no reason. Right. I still have not drunk my water from that shit.
But yeah, I mean, y'all know that we play a bunch of card games. I work at a card shop now. We've talked about Ender's Games on the show before. So, you know, plenty of different things that we've talked about.
And if you act now, you can get 30%.
Nah. Well, hey, I mean, I could shoot in a promo for the new playmats or the new Ender swag and everything like that right now if I really wanted to. But, you know,
that's up to JT.
But, you know, I mean, if you simply just go to endersgamesclovis.com and go to the pre-order section, you know, you can find the Ender swag and the Ender's playmats that are brand new.
And if you're into, you know, and if you're into flesh and blood,
those reservations are closed now.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
But if you're into time they're open, go ahead and get you a case.
But they are doing pre-orders for the next set of Pokemon, shit like that. So,
But anyways, back to this shit. So, I get it. Every community has its unwritten rule that they want from a company and shit. But companies literally don't have no contract to say to the fucking people. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is make cards, make their money, and just make the mechanics of the game better. Mm-hmm. Whether it's for better or worse. Now, some people are familiar with Magic the Gathering, and some people are also, a majority, more people know about The Walking Dead, so...
Yeah, okay, yeah, I mean, who doesn't know what Magic the Gathering is? You know, that's the thing, is Magic the Gathering is literally, from what I know, literally the longest card game in existence. I mean, it started
besides poker,
right? Blackjack. Yo, okay. Trading card wise, I miss table at fucking Mountain too. Trust me, I do. But yeah, I mean, it's been around.
Shit, look it up. Actually,
what?
See how long it's been.
Yeah, I think.
But, let's see. But pretty much with Magic the Gathering, you have a variety of creatures and just cards in general. So, from ranging from humans to spiders to zombies to vampires, knights, wizards, snakes, devils, angels, gods.
I mean, even the next set of cards that come out in the end of the month, Kaldheim, the new set Kaldheim,
Norse mythology,
is all about Greek Norse mythology. You know, and then they've already talked about the next set. They're spoiling cards for the next set that comes out in April, and that stuff is based upon. I was just talking about with it somebody at the shop the other day. You know, it comes out. You know, it's based upon a certain, you know, type of. Creature and mythology and everything like that. So, I mean, people have to understand that any type of fantasy, you know, works in Magic the Gathering.
For example, The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
They're humans.
They're humans. You have...
There is a tiger.
They have cats.
They have cats. They have zombies.
Exactly. Which are all three archetypes... That are in Magic the Gathering.
Now, here's the thing.
And
I think we're back.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, cool. There we go.
We're all still right. Good.
All right, so pretty much, so what's happening or what has happened in this past year where the Walking Dead cards came into the game? Now, people are pissed off at the fact that the main thing they're pissed off about is the fact that it's the Walking Dead. And also the fact that can't obtain these cards through regular booster packs. Now, there are multiple cards in Magic the Gathering that you can only buy through certain editions or certain decks or whatnot, structure decks that you can buy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, okay, for example, Bruvac, the new mill commander that you can only get him from Jumpstart at the moment.
You can buy single, but...
Yeah, you can buy him singly, but the only way to get him is through a Jumpstart pack. Awesome. That gives you the ability to spend $5, $6, $8 for a Jumpstart pack and be able to possibly pull it. That gives you, like, the rush of opening a pack. Cool, not a problem. But the Rogue Commander, Anowon, you can only get that card... By buying the structure deck.
Yep.
You know? So...
Edgar Markov. You could only get that by getting Commander 2017.
Exactly. You know, Jeweled Lotus.
Yep.
You know, from Commander Legends. You can pull that from a collector booster or a regular pack. You know? That gives you the ability of... Cool. Not a problem. But what is the difference between... Buying a commander deck for $19.95 to $40, okay, for that entire deck where you're going to get specific cards that were only made for that deck, like the commander. And what's the difference between that and ordering a secret lair online that costs you $29.99 or $39.99, whether you want foil or non-foil? And I think they only offered it in regular foil. I don't even think they offered the non-foil for The Walking Dead. But that was the only way that you can get it. So what is the difference between a commander set that you can buy in store and The Walking Dead set?
Like, the thing I do get, though, I would say this, is that I understand that, okay, if The Walking Dead set is completely out of print, then there's no more reprints of it. You just have to hunt for the cards and pay people for them.
Well, that is the thing. That is the thing. Is with the secret layer, they don't print it until it's they have orders. So they do a pre-order reservation, and they're like, "Okay, we had 1,000 orders for it. we're going to make 1,005 copies of this card. And that's all that they're going to print. They're not going to print anymore.
It's like, okay, like with that being said, wouldn't you just, if your problem is, oh, once they're out of print, I won't be able to get them later on down the road. Well, won't you just pre-order ahead of time?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, okay, for example.
And are you going to actually use the cards, or are you just going to collect them?
Exactly. But my what I find funny, and we've done a little bit of search, research behind this. The Walking Dead was one of the top selling and most profitable and biggest selling, most sold secret layers in Magic's history. Mm-hmm. So how is it that there are so many people that bitch and complain about the Walking Dead being in Magic, but it was the highest sold and the most profitable secret layer of all time?
Yeah,
you know, how is that?
Not only that, and then you also have people who left the game because the Walking Dead was in the thing, and then you also had the people saying, some of these Magic players saying, hey, the card doesn't make up the game. The community does. I'm like, okay, so therefore the community is destroying Magic by
exactly. But then, on top, you have to think about it this way. And with the comment you just made, if it wasn't for the cards, there would be no community. You know.
Yep.
So people have to think about that. And to go back to what we were talking about, Magic came out on August 5th, 1993, with Alpha Edition, Alpha Print. That was the very first set, limited edition Alpha, commonly known as Alpha. It's the first print run of limited edition, the first core set of Magic the Gathering. Alpha contains 295 black-bordered cards, which was released August 5th, 1993. Now, if I'm correct, okay, that means they've been around for fucking ever. Pokemon was officially released. Oh, no, that's the first episode date. Hold on, TCG. October 20th, 1996. So it came out 3 years later. And then we'll check Yu-Gi-Oh! Launched in 1999 in Japan and March 2002 in North America. So, I mean, that's only been around 21, 22 years. So, I mean, literally, I mean, I'll do this oldest TCG game. Magic the Gathering. So, I mean, literally, it is the oldest game. It has been around for what? Almost 30 years. 2 years from now will be 30 years. Fuck, that makes me old.
Damn.
It came out on my wife's, on Mrs. Skittle's second birthday. Like, fuck, dude. That tells you how old the game is. That's fucking crazy. You know, so, I mean.
Yeah, but, like.
But if the game survived 30 fucking years, there are people, myself included, who were, not myself included, because I was already born when the game came out, but there are plenty of people, my daughter, who's 8 years old, who plays it, who obviously doesn't give a shit about what other people are doing.
Exactly.
You know, doesn't give a shit what other people are playing. You know, there are people who were not alive when the first set came out. There are a lot of people who just don't give a shit what they do. It's a game, exactly. You know?
At the end of the day, it's just a fucking game.
You exactly.
You can complain about it all you want, but you don't work for...
You don't work for Wizards.
Wizards.
You know, but at the same time, you know, it's not your card game. And guess what? You're still spending money to put money into their pocket.
Exactly.
You know, you have to think about it. And we watched the video upon, and this dude who was talking shit about how you know, this last year for Magic was the most profitable in history, and they want to double their profits this year in 2021 and everything like that. And there's collector booster boxes that are like $240, and then there's booster boxes that are $150, and double masters was like $300 and everything like that. You have to understand, people are still going to sink money into the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to spend $300 on a box of double masters.
Fuck no.
You know, but guess what? There's going to be plenty of people who will.
Exactly.
You know? So, you got to think about it that way of, if you know, whether you like it or not, people are still going to put money into the game.
Yep.
It's just like if you want to protest going to Walmart, you are more than welcome to stay the fuck home and not go to Walmart. But guess what? Other people are still going to go to Walmart, whether you agree with them or not.
Exactly.
So, okay. So, the topic I wanted to cover and fuck around with, because it's something that it's going to be fun to cover, is Mr. Kanye West.
I figured that would be it.
Shit. Like, what is wrong with you, Mr. West? Like, oh my God. If you have not heard, it was confirmed over the weekend.
Actually, that person had a response. Came out with a response to that shit. So,
really?
Yeah, I just never clicked on it on Facebook.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. I didn't know that person came with a response. My shit froze again. That motherfucker. All right, hold on. I don't like listening to this person, so I really can't. Like, I really don't want to listen to the person. Do we have to listen to the person?
There should be. There should. There could. There should be just.
An article. A snippet. Yeah, hold on. No, there's nothing.
No, I was saying, like, if you type.
All right. If you don't know, we've already been talking. We talked about a little about it. Kanye West, like, all right, come on, people. I love this scene. I love the fact that they've compared this to that whole situation. Kanye West, it was come out that him and Jeffree Star were having an affair, and he was sleeping with Jeffree Star. But like, how the fuck do you cheat on Kim Kardashian first and foremost? I love these memes. You just go search Jeffree Star and Kanye West.
Fucking John Cena. Oh shit.
And of course they're comparing. They're a lot of these memes are white chick memes, Terry Crews and shit. This shit's fucking hilarious. Oh, God, I love the internet, I swear.
Yeah, I think.
But if you
search it on Google, you'll probably find it. Just.
But yeah, Jeffree Star did have a post a YouTube video. I can't stand him, though. I can't stand listening to him or anything like that. So I have no desire to listen to him to see what he said. So I'll let y'all go look on YouTube and go find that. But oh my God, it's fucking hilarious though. Like, how the fuck do you cheat on Kim Kardashian?
Come on, man. Not even Reggie Bush or Ray J would do some shit like that.
Right? Like, fuck, not even, what was his name? Humphreys? Chris Humphreys? Yeah, not even Chris Humphreys in the 73 days they were married together did that shit. Like, come on. I'm not a huge fan of Kim Kardashian. I'm not saying I would not fuck her, because I would. Okay. But at the same time, if I was married to her, my ass be loyal like a motherfucker. Like, I ain't risking shit. You know? So, y'all stupid. Whatever.
Dumbass.
Exactly. Exactly. Fuck.
Shit, we're barely hitting our...
We're at 35 and a half minutes.
Damn.
I know.
Our shows used to be longer back then.
Dude, I mean, we range. Our show topics range. You know, what's really hard is weeks like this where we decide to take a week off and we come back. It's like we have nothing to talk about. Right. But there's been a lot of shit that's happened in 2 weeks. But we have nothing to talk about.
I think.
But at the same time, we've also talked about it before, that, and we've had a poll on our Twitter page before, that if stuff happens within... you know, 5 to 7 days, people don't like hearing about it. You know, they want to stay up on the fresher, the newer stuff.
No, it'd be dope.
So I think that's a lot of the reasons why times like today, this week, where we took 2 weeks off since the new year, it's harder to come back and just have a normal episode, because we're struggling to find stuff to talk about because of
how relevant the content is.
Exactly.
So, well, yeah, we could talk about what happened at DC and everything like that, but that's already on everywhere else. So
exactly. Exactly. We will say 100%, it does not matter who you voted for, it does not matter who you support, violence who you hate, violence is violence, and it should not happen. And what happened in DC was a sad, sad tragedy. And obviously, we 100% do not approve of it.
Mm-mm.
We 100% condone it. We are not in supportiveness of anybody who violently protested. The people who were there to peacefully protest, there were thousands upon thousands of those people who peacefully protested, but there was those people who decided to turn that peaceful protest into a violent protest and a riot and break into the Capitol and do some illegal shit, and they deserve each and everything that gets handed to them. The people who have already been arrested, the people who need to be arrested, they all deserve what comes to them. There's no doubt about it. There's no denying that either. Okay. So let's just leave it there. And we'll just call it what it is.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have happened. And we hope that the family of the police officer who died, may he rest in peace. He was a true American hero. We pray for the family of the police officer who passed away. The woman who was trampled to death, may her family in this time, feel everybody's prayers and support, because it shouldn't have happened. In related news, again, don't care who you voted for, don't care who you support. Biden is officially 100% our next president. There's no doubt about it. It's been confirmed. The Electoral College voted in December. The Congress approved it. So, no more fighting it. Whether you like it or not, Biden's the next president.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it as it is. Simple as that. You know, I mean, there's not a super lot outside of that that you can really say that's going to, whether it's going to make you happy or whether it's going to piss you off. That's what it is.
Just be happy you got $600+.
Exactly. We all getting our stimuluses right now. You know? So, you know, right, so I haven't gotten mine. But I'm getting mine, though. I'm getting mine.
So, all right. So, with that being said, I think we...
Well, before we go, did you have a song of the week?
I actually didn't.
No?
No.
No, I'm good too. I ain't got nothing. I've still been fucking My song of the week is the same song of the week I had 2 weeks ago, which was Jason Derulo's fucking Savage Love. That shit's been stuck in my head for fucking the last month. So, I'm good. You good? You got anything else?
Yeah, I think this is a song that we can both agree on.
All right.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.